From KJZZ's The Show, this is The Analogs, stories about people who make things by hand and what those things tell us about those people. This is episode 4, The Resonance.
Put a typewriter in with my casket in the grave.
I needed an escape.
I love being able to manipulate the machine with my body instead of just pressing a button.
Every time we lose one of those parts, it's gone for good, basically.
I just think of myself as someone who makes things.
Last year, I took a trip to Flagstaff, where I met a guy named Ryan Elowatt. Ryan and I are both amateur guitarists, and our conversation started off on familiar terrain.
Like, I remember one of my first memories playing guitar was learning a G chord and a C chord from my friend's brother, who we all looked up to, and he taught us some guitar. But I remember learning those first two chords and struggling through them, but just being able to like hear those two chords side by side and switch between them was like, it was just this kind of overwhelming sensation of sound and creating.
I think I've had a similar feeling as a guitar player. And for me, the feeling was very much like, oh, that's all the songs I love. Like this whole world that, you know, like music was already very transportive to me, but it also seemed completely mysterious.
Yeah.
And then somebody taught me G, C, and D, and I was like, oh, I could play 80% of those songs.
Yeah, and just the way those chords work together. Yeah, you have this relationship with them already because of listening to music, and it's coming from your hands now, you know? Mm-hmm.
Now, we've all heard the version of this story where that moment, learning those first chords on the guitar, is the inciting incident in a musician's origin story. There are people who spend the rest of their lives chasing the feeling they get in that moment, from the basement of a friend's house all the way to a stadium full of screaming fans. Ryan Elowatt is not that person.
Something about guitar making clicked with me more than guitar playing.
Around the time he started playing the guitar, someone gave Ryan this book about making guitars. It wasn't the best book. The writing was sort of vague and subjective, more of a narrative about this one guy's experience of building guitars than a step-by-step guide. But something about it left an impression on Ryan.
The thing that really blew me away was just seeing that something could be made like that by hand. This kind of like need of, you have to build something to build something. You have to make a jig, and maybe you have to make a tool or set something up to make that jig, and then you're going to use that jig to make a part on the guitar.
Interesting. So if I'm hearing you right, this is going to be a terrible analogy, but it's not like making a soup where you're like, okay, I put water and carrots and onions together and now I have soup. It's like if you had to make the carrot first.
Yeah, grow the carrot first.
And so, at age 15, Ryan started growing his own carrots. He spent countless hours in the garage, with the only sort of helpful book, building his first guitar. He says it took him 3 years.
That one, actually.
Oh, it's that one on the wall right
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I have it in the office. It doesn't sound great, but it was a real build. I mean, it's a real guitar.
Ryan and I were talking that day in the office of Solstice Guitars, the company Ryan now runs. Solstice builds custom, handmade guitars and electric basses. His customers pay top dollar. The base price for his acoustic guitar, which he calls the Ecliptic, is $6,200. He also makes an electric guitar, he calls that one the Tellurian, and a bass, the Nova. He has display models of all of these instruments mounted on the wall of the office. And hanging next to them is that very first guitar that he built in his parents' garage.
Sounds pretty good to me.
It sounds all right. Made the top too thick. I wouldn't use this kind of wood on a nylon string guitar. But
it's now been about 30 years since Ryan built that guitar. These days, he works a little faster, but not much.
I quote customers around 9 to 12 months right now.
Ryan opened Solstice about 5 years ago. His signature product is that acoustic guitar, the Ecliptic. He estimates he's only made about 7 or 8 of them. And when he says that he does a lot of it by hand, he's not kidding. The process starts with slabs of raw wood, some of which comes from right there in Flagstaff.
This is a piece of Sitka spruce, and if you hold one of these plates in the right spot, you can tap it and get some different tones. And if we do that with a different species, you'll hear a totally different sound. This is cedar. And then we could do, here's some ponderosa. And then this is Adirondack spruce, also red spruce, like the old classic Martins or Adirondack spruce.
Wow.
This, of course, is just the beginning. The wood Ryan taps on gets used for the body of the guitar, but there's also the neck to consider. Then there's the inlay of the fretboard, where Ryan likes to tuck in these subtle crescent shapes that evoke the celestial environment, which, as you may have noticed from his use of names like Solstice, Ecliptic, and Nova, is where Ryan draws a lot of inspiration.
The meaning that I have with that really has to do with kind of our existence on planet Earth. And our entire perception of time is based on this rhythm that our planet experiences as it rotates around the sun. You know, I have a pretty deep thing with music and what it means to be on Earth and as a human and the way we experience time. And it's so easy to, I mean, how can you pay attention to this kind of thing that you're locked into?
As Ryan said all of this, I thought back to that early memory that he and I share, that feeling of strumming G and C chords for the first time, and how maybe the reason that feeling is so transcendent is that in that moment of realizing that the sounds your hands are making are the same sounds that other hands once made, and that those sounds became the songs you listened to transport yourself back to the best moments of your life or to escape the worst ones. What's really happening in those moments is that you're stepping out of time. Not literally, not escaping it, but just noticing it. The fact that you're stuck in it, no matter how much you wish you weren't. That's why Ryan calls his electric guitar the Tellurian, because a Tellurian is a device that measures the movement of the Earth, Moon, and Sun. It's literally a time machine.
Humanity, mm-hmm. Connection, mm-hmm. Through music. Wood is a very incredible thing. Like, the substance itself is to me like one of the most magical things that I get to work with.
Before I left, I asked Ryan to play me a few chords on the Ecliptic.
It's got that real like ring to it.
It's got a kind of some resonance to it that's a little bit unexpected, I hope.
The last thing Ryan said is a little hard to hear, but I wrote it down when he said it, and I've been thinking about it ever since. He said, it's got a resonance that's a little unexpected. The Analogs is a production of The Show on KJZZ 91.5 in Phoenix, Arizona. This episode was produced, written, and edited by me, Sam Dingman, with additional production by Amber Victoria Singer. The show's executive producer is Amy Silverman. Special thanks to Ryan Elowatt, and to you for listening. Next time, we'll head to downtown Phoenix, where Angie Dell maintains a printing press that takes your whole body to operate.
We'll use this large wheel with your hand here just to get a little bit of momentum to get these heavy pieces moving. And then with your foot, it can take a little getting used to for people who are new to it.
It's a lot of work, but for Angie, it's worth it.
It helps me think more clearly, you know, take it out of the realm of the brain into the full body. I grew up really struggling when I was younger with depression, and I've just found over time, if I am sitting still, if I am looking at a computer, if I'm looking at a screen. That's what gets me sort of like caught up too much in my own head.
That's next time on The Analogs.